Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by the newest National Letter of Intent signee at Pelham Christian High School, Ben Van Wijngarden, going to continue his academic and basketball careers at Dort University. Ben, for starters, we talked this winter and you didn't necessarily know that you were going to be playing basketball at the collegiate level. Just kind of what went into that decision to kind of decide to go play college sports?
I definitely wanted to play some in college. I just didn't know what it was going to be. And we got done with the basketball season. I was just like, I can't believe this is over and this might be the last time I'll ever play. I just had so much fun that senior year and I wanted to continue my basketball career at the collegiate level. So I reached out to Dort and they gladly accepted
accepted the change of mind there, you know. I mean, that's awesome. And when you look at their program too, one thing that's going to be very unique, and I know we had a chance to talk about this earlier, this kind of late in the spring, early summertime here, where you're going to be able to play with one of your teammates here at Pella Christian. You're going to be able to room with them a little bit too. How big of a factor did Devin play in the process of deciding that Dort was the right fit?
I don't want to downplay it, but like not that big, but yeah. After I decided to go to Dort and play basketball, he reached out and we are now going to room together. So that's awesome. But yeah, not that big.
Hey, that's fair. No, that's a fair thing too. But, you know, just getting that opportunity too to go up there and play in a program where, you know, you maybe will have a little bit of that familiarity. You know one of the coaches up there. You know another guy on the team. How beneficial is that going to be there in year one to just maybe have a little bit of that familiarity?
That's great. It's just if I need somebody to talk to, I know I can go to one of them. And just every day seeing somebody I know, that's a big help. Going to somewhere new. So
yeah, and we talk about it, you know. One thing that I always really enjoyed about your game too as well was that you weren't necessarily one of the ones who was demanding to score a lot of points. You weren't necessarily one who predicated your game on that. You predicated it on doing what the team needed, and here at Pella Christian that was primarily on the defensive end, taking away other teams' best options as well. In your conversations with Dort too, you know, when they look at your game and kind of see what you brought to the table here at Pella Christian, what was kind of the thing that they took away and told you that had them excited about what you can bring to their team?
It's just like you said, like my effort and my willingness to do what others won't, and like that mindset of I'm gonna do what the team needs. And yeah, every time I talk to them, they're always talking about, we love that about you, and we're so excited for you to come. So I'm excited, too.
Absolutely. And, again, we're talking to the newest National Letter of Intent signee here at Pella Christian High School, Ben Van Wijngarden, about his decision to continue his academic and athletic careers at Dort University next fall. When we talk about that decision, too, what are you looking to study? Is it similar to what you were planning on studying prior to that switch, or what's that looking like?
Something around psychology or business, looking to go into the social work kind of field, something like that. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, and what kind of got you into that line? What kind of made you think that was the right route for you?
Just caring for people, looking out for people. I've always had a passion for that. So looking forward for whatever God has in store for me.
Absolutely. Now, I know we've talked a lot about your time here at Pella Christian as well, and I know that played a big part in that. But what, when you look at the last 4 years of basketball here on Eagle Lane, what's kind of the big takeaway you have that you feel like has prepared you the most for the collegiate level?
Just that never give up mindset. You know, I started my basketball career, I didn't play much at all, and I kind of just worked my way up and found my role on the team, and I love it so much. So my biggest takeaway would, don't count yourself out too early. So
and I got to ask you, too, about the coaches here. You've had the opportunity to play with some really great coaches here at Pella Christian as well. What's kind of the – looking back at this last year specifically, at this year's coaching staff, what's kind of the big takeaway from that opportunity to play for a guy like Joe who had that experience coaching at the college level and what he brought to the table to kind of help prepare you for those next steps?
Yeah, it's different, you know. It's different going from – a guy like Marv to a guy like Joe. And then, but yeah, it really prepared us and the team because a few of the guys, most of them are going to play collegiate basketball, and that was really good. And then yeah, it just really, really showed us what a real coach like looks like, and real scouting and all that stuff. So looking forward to the coming years.
Absolutely. And when we talk about that basketball team, you know, there's a lot of excitement to be able to play at that collegiate level. What's the thing you're most looking forward to about that opportunity to get to continue your career up there at Dort?
Having fun and working hard. Those are the two biggest things. I'm looking forward to having fun with my friends and then working my tail off up there. So,
absolutely. Ben, appreciate the time as always, man. Congrats on signing. Really looking forward to see what you do at the next level there at Dort.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Ben Van Weingarten, the newest National Letter of Intent signee here at Pella Christian High School, as he will be continuing his basketball and academic careers at Dort next fall.